Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. If you have your Bibles or you want to look on the overhead, we're in Psalm 52 for our reading this morning. It's a Psalm of David, and it's a Psalm in time of afflictions. And you know that David went through a lot of afflictions. I mean, so many of them. And in this particular Psalm, he's fleeing from this murderous Saul, the first king of Israel. And all the while, Doeg, that Edomite, Saul's chief herdsman, he lies about David and David's encounter with the priest there at Nob. And in those lies, it gets those priests, 85 of the priests, killed. And so this psalm, you can read it in 1 Samuel 21 and 22. But this psalm really contrasts the righteousness of David and the wickedness of the ungodly. So you can follow along in the overhead or in your Bibles. Psalm 52. Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures forever. Your tongue devises destruction, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. Let's pray. Father, we know there are those that do boast in evil, but Lord, we recognize that your goodness does endure for all time. And I pray that that goodness fall upon us as your people. Lord, I pray that you'd reveal to those that are not walking with you that they will, as the wicked, be uprooted from this land. And Father, I do pray that our trust would be only and wholly in you. Lord, that your mercy and your grace and your goodness would reign and rule in us. Lord, that we would be a people that would praise you forever, for you are good. And Lord, for all the needs, all the desires that we have, that we would wait upon you. And so, Lord, this time of worship, Lord, I pray that it would be a blessing to you. And Lord, the words that are spoken through your word, Lord, I pray that it would be life and light to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You could be seated as we worship. You can stand if you like, but raise your hands or however you desire to worship. Let's just worship the Lord.
Yeah. Up, lift our eyes up and see that your eyes of love are there looking at us, Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord. We just accept your love and we just thank you for your presence here in this place, Lord Jesus.
Worship his soul in it.
You could be seated. Just tell you what we're going to do right now is actually we have Dennis Agajanian, and Dennis is such a great friend. Him and his family of me and Danita and our family. Dennis is going to be here tonight. Dennis is going to do a full concert tonight, but we've got him for a couple songs this morning. So Dennis, you want to come on out? Dennis always brings great joy, great energy. So why don't you welcome Dennis Agajanian?
They wear cowboy hats on this island, don't they? Oh, good. I don't want to feel like a sea walrus in a china cabinet here. I'm honored to be with you all. And was a gambler, and I tell you what I would do. I'd quit my gambling, work on building, working on building, working on building, working on building in Hawaii. Working on building, it's Holy Ghost building, building for my Lord. Here we go now. Just like Bill do, working on building, working on building, working on building for my Lord. Working on building, the Holy Ghost building, working on building for my Lord, for my Lord. Working on building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Well, the Lord
Thank you, man. It's so nice to be here. And I'm going to be Wednesday with my best friend, Franklin Graham. We're doing 50 state capitals this year where we go to the Capitol steps and we do a prayer rally. I play music and then Franklin comes out and he does a prayer rally and we pray for this country and we encourage Christians to vote for candidates that believe in God's standards. And so we're going to be in Hawaii. I've been in New Hampshire already and in Louisiana and Iowa and so many other places, but we're coming to Hawaii and it's going to be at 12 o'clock and get there early and come and pray for this state, you know, and pray for this country that they don't become Republicans or Democrats or independent, but they become children of God and that they listen to God's Holy Spirit. Time trying hard, you're reaching out. When you try, you still keep falling. There's a tender voice calling you. Broken hearted, he will deliver. See y'all tonight. Love you all.